What's up, man? What's happening? I just left off the block over there with Alfonso, man. He told me that you drove down on him with a group of your guys, man, and threatened him about $100 debt that he owed you. I'm gonna tell you what I told him. I said, Alfonso, I'm finna go over here, I'm finna talk to T.O., and I'm gonna try to calm him down. He gave me the $100 to get at you. And he said he used to look up to you as a father figure and a role model. But now that since you drove down there on him like you did, he got a whole outlook, different outlook on you now. I'm gonna tell you what I told him to change his mind. I told him, I said, Alfonso, you know if you go over there with all these guys over there on that block and you kill T.O., all them guys with you, Big Bob, Big John, and Gorilla, they're going to be the first ones to take the witness stand on you when you go to court. And you're going to be in a cell for the rest of your life, from 60 to life, doing 23 hours a day locked in a cage like a dog, and they're going to give you 1 hour to be out. You ain't never been there yet, T.O., and that's a good thing. But I've been there and done that. And it ain't no piece of cake. Hold up, hold up. My phone ringing. That might be Alfonso. Hello? Yeah, it's China Joe. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm talking to T.O. right now. Oh, all right then. All right then, I love you too. Man, that's your grandmama, man. She said that she seen you hooping and hollering and running out the door with a gun in your hand, talking about you finna go and kill somebody if they don't have your money by the end of the day. If you think that $100 is worth the rest of your life being caged up in the cell, then you go right on ahead over there and do the unthinkable to Alfonso. But I'm gonna let you know right now, you're gonna regret it for the rest of your life. What you need to do is get on that phone and call that brother Alfonso and tell that brother that you got that money. Cause he told me when I give that money for you to call him. So go home, man, and check on your grandmama cause she says she's sick and she ain't feeling good. And you the only one that she got left in her life, man. Go home to grandma, man, and check on your grandma because she's worried about you. And I'm going to call Alfonso and tell Alfonso, man, that you putting that behind you, man. You finna move on. Hello? Can I speak to Alfonso? Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, I just got you talking to T.O., man. I told him exactly what you said, man. When I told him that you used to be a role model and a father figure to you, his whole face dropped. If he don't call you before the day is out, then you be a bigger man than him and you call him. And if he don't call you, then you give me a call and I'll go back and check on him again. All right, then. I love you too, man. All right, make sure you call me before you do anything, man. If things ain't going right, call me up so I can go right back over there and talk to him so we can get this straightened out, all right? All right, then. I love you too. Peace out.
If you could love me all my fears would vanish. If you could love me, this heart you would reprieve. A heart of gold that time has left to tarnish. Lonely and cold, it's yours if you would want it. One kiss would breathe love's magic flame and light the embers that remain. So won't you love me? that could not be ours. If you could love me,
you too. What are you doing? What do you do? What do you know how to do? Sheep. 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 Shit. Shit. Fuck. Fucking government. Fuck. Fucking government. Fuck. Bullshit. 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 What's how old are you? 34. Perhaps 35. My life. My life. It's only my life. It don't count for nothing. Thank you.
Lord, do not let me die. I believe. Oh Lord, let me fall safe. I believe in you. I feel nothing. For you are always with me. And it is your will that I shall fly.
Broken nation, a tired and bruised. You've been left here alone, and nothing. You've been abandoned. You're like vomit in the street outside of a seedy bar. You've been relegated to the bottom of the barrel. And all our senses, understanding and love, seem gone forever. In order to survive here, we have to become like animals, and we have to forgo all sense of civility and understanding. How is it possible that a man can fly? How is it possible that he falls out of a plane and lands unscathed? But who are we?
Who are we to scoff at such things? Who are we to doubt such miracles? Alas, we are but tramps in the gutter, here in the broken nation. But a little faith can take us a long, long way.
If you are pure enough, if you believe enough, sisters, believe me, you will fly. God will be your parachute. You will experience the miracle that I have found.
There's a thing in my pocket, but it's not one thing, it's many. It's the same as other things, but exactly like nothing else. It has an eye and an ear that shares what billions hear and see. It's not a living thing, but if you feed it, it will grow. It can rally the masses, it can silence the crowd. It can speak a thousand words, but it has no voice. It can find you the places, so you can get lost. And it can let others feel what you've just been touched by. There's a thing in my pocket, but it's not one thing, it's many.
Whatever you grow up in, it there are generations upon generations that have grown up in that way before you. It sort of gets in your blood. I remember I had a cat one time, never been out of the house. I was watching a TV show, and there was a chicken on the TV. This cat had never seen a chicken. But the chicken came on the TV, and my cat, he instinctually went into his stalk mode. Just looked at it, and he had never seen a chicken, and he wanted to kill that thing. It was in his blood to kill that chicken. Grief and nothing, you'll take grief. You know you're alive when you're sad. Otherwise, how do you know you're alive?
Thank you all for coming out tonight to see our performance, our grand show spectacular. We are but humble impersonators, regular people like you, and without you, we would be nothing. Our goal is always in performing, is to try and entertain you and search out the beauty that is life, the splendor and poetry of it all. And like the song says, there is heaven. Heaven, when we dance together, you and I, cheek to cheek. Thank you all. And remember, there's no truer souls than those souls who impersonate. For we live through others in order to keep the spirit of wonder alive. Thank you. Thank you. God be with you all.